a landmark agreement with six world powers over Tehran's nuclear program is to be implemented. Dave?
Jessica, football fans in St. Louis have been rammed. Their NFL teams moving back to L.A.
Honestly, I really don't like it. Maybe we'll get another team. One that wants to be here, right?
The Rams will play in Los Angeles starting next season. The Chargers have a chance to join them and leave San Diego. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for more information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license law 56 NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Today, after President Obama's final State of the Union address, he'll go to Nebraska today, and then he'll travel to Louisiana later in the week. Two states that have started or are considering Medicaid expansion. He's expected to tout progress on his leadership and goals for his last year in office. Are you a dreamer? Planning what you'll do when you win the Powerball?
I'll buy the Playboy Mansion. I just came on sale, and I'm going to take it off the market.
He has spent the $2 in California hoping to win the record $1.5 billion jackpot, but it's not easy for some Americans to play.
Six states do not participate in Powerball. Alaskans and Hawaiians will have to fly to buy a ticket, and people in Alabama, Mississippi, Utah, and Nevada are also out of luck. So it probably makes a lot of sense that stores on state borders sell the most tickets. They also dovetail with why certain stores, like one on the border of California and Nevada, have lines that can take hours to get through.
During a time like this, stores like Prim, they sell a lot of winning tickets because they sell so many tickets. But people will see a jackpot ticket sold somewhere, and that becomes a spot on their radar. There's people who think if, you know, luck strikes there one time, it could happen again.
Alex Traverso with the California Lottery says by drawing time, the jackpot could be around $1.6 billion. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
In a series of bomb threats phoned into schools in the Mid-Atlantic, they recorded robocalls that parents tell marketers make, but these were the voices of a man and a woman. Threats made to schools in Maryland, Delaware, and in Virginia.
It started out as a man, and they said that there was an explosive device that was placed in the school. And somewhere along the line in that, the female was added to the information that indicated that they had a certain period of time to evacuate the school before it
was done. The Orlando County School Security Supervisor told Bannon, cops concerned those calls may be placed by terrorists who are testing police response. John Salcini, Fox News. On Wall Street, stocks could keep rebounding. Futures are higher this morning.
I'm Nate Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Constitution be darned. Whatever.
Screw the Constitution.
Yeah. Well, I didn't make any changes to it. I know it's influenced.
Yeah, pretty much.
8:07, 7 minutes after 8, currently outside here in Cartersville. Give us a weather report, would you think? How do you...
It was cold.
25 degrees outside right now. Going to be a sunny day. High today about 48, overnight about 29. Tomorrow, a little warmer, high about 59, low about 38. Friday, high 49, low about 40. 80% chance of rain going to the
snow. Snow hasn't come back into the forecast?
I don't see any. I'm looking right now 10 days out, and I don't see anything that looks like...
There was one day when they were saying 5 to 8 inches for about 3 hours. It's gone.
Don't you wish that? I mean, you know, I do want that.
Maybe.
Yeah. Saturday, high 49, low about 27, 10% chance of showers. Chance of rain on Sunday, about 20%, high 43 only on the Sunday.
Oh, that's cold.
21 overnight on the 75 southbound, same old, same old. Slow down the ground, Wade Green, Chastain Road area. Continues to about the South Marietta Parkway area.
It's almost the same story every single week.
Well, it's just right now where everybody comes together. Just right now, everybody's coming together, and it just forms up right there. And everybody, it's Melissa Haneke, GeorgiaPolitics.org.
I know you want really bad to talk about your favorite president, but let's talk about some other stuff first before my head explodes.
Okay.
Our good old Bartow BOE met on Monday, and they had like 4 meetings, I think, a public hearing, and then the little called meeting where they do the, you know, the chairman and vice chairman vote, and then the work session, and then the meeting, all back to back. Anna Sullivan and John Howard were reelected as board chair and vice chair, which is good, I think. I don't know if you remember last year, it was a little tense and drama-filled as far as what was going to happen with Dr. Nelson.
Was he campaigning for it again, Dr.
Nelson? I don't really know. I guess there's always a little bit of drama associated with that, but it used to be done on a rotating basis where whoever was up for reelection would take a turn.
Right.
You know, as chair and vice chair, because then their name's in the paper more. But they haven't been doing that ever since Davis Nelson got elected. He had been chair until last year when there was a little bit of a revolt on the board, and they elected Anna Sullivan. I think she's doing a good job. I think there's a lot less drama that I see. There's a lot less conflict. I think from my perspective, they've been a lot more willing to put the agendas out a week in advance, which, you know, if you want to keep tabs on what's going on, they do that now, whereas before they would, you know, it was like pulling teeth to get them to release it the Friday before. So that's good. But the interesting thing, this public hearing they had to choose what kind of school system they were going to be, and they had to have a public hearing. They are a strategic waivers school system. They could choose just to be a status quo system or a charter or the strategic waivers, which is the old IE2, which is what I think we were before. It gives them waivers. They have to set a contract with the state and do waivers about what kind of things they promise to do to get out of some of the state mandates.
Hold on a second. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
Morning.
We're going to get started on your president and your worried about the Constitution, because you know he's changing it any way he wants to begin with.
He shredded it pretty much.
No, he didn't.
Education, electing what kind of school it should be and all that. It should be a school. You come in, we teach you reading, we teach you math, we teach you science. You go home.
You don't need a name
for
it.
That's true.
Yeah, you don't need a name, or if we're going to go towards a name, that's exactly right. Reading, writing, arithmetic.
I think we're regulating it to death, both from a federal and a state level.
Exactly. I mean, there's too many people who want to make too many rules to make themselves happy and not worry about what it's doing. I've spoken with students that have no idea of some of the simple things that they taught us in elementary school that they're still not learning in high school now.
Yeah.
You can take most high school students to a map right now and name 5 major countries, and they can't point them out to you unless they read the map. They have no idea where to look for Germany or where for Egypt or where to look for Bolivia.
No, but they can fill in bubbles.
but they can text you at 160 words and it's emoticons a minute.
Yeah. They can do that. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Maybe they should put geography on their cell phones.
Well, all these people that have these texts in their site, why do you not just give me a text? I'm like, no, I didn't buy a phone to write people. If I do that, I want a letter.
That's true. Letter writing is a lost art, I think.
Well, cursive writing is a lost art.
Yes, it is.
They're not even teaching it in several schools now. I mean,
really?
They don't have time. With the testing and all that, the pretest, the post-test, and all that in between, they don't have time for cursive.
What are you testing? Did you learn anything today? Yes, no, maybe. I mean, if they're not teaching reading, they're not teaching you writing. They're teaching you computer literacy. Okay, yes, I know what ASCAP.com means, but I have no idea what it means to say the dog ran up the hill to get the ball.
Why do you have to, let me ask you though, why do you have to know all educate, like before, when I was a kid, they had to teach you like all the countries and listen, you'd learn all this stuff.
So you're educated, Dave.
No, but why?
So you're educated.
But now they need to teach me how to use Google so I can get that information.
Everybody knows how to use Google. So, okay, but okay, let me give you an illustration. And okay. I know I'm not the only person to experience this. Say, on math skills. Mm-hmm. When you're at a fast food place or somewhere like that, and you they ring you up and you look at the total and you give them an odd amount of change, half the time they like, because you don't want a bunch of pennies, so you give them an odd, say it's 10.02, so you get
right.
a quarter, whatever,
right?
They look at you funny and they have to put it into the to the cash register to get it to tell them how much to give you back. They have no idea how to count back change and why you would be giving them that odd amount until they poke it in and it tells them how much to give you. So when there's a technology failure, like their cash registers all crash or the computers crash, they have no idea how to function. And that is really sad. So that's why you should be learning basics.
And they are taught those basics.
Well, if your GPS breaks and you have to use a paper map.
Oh, I wouldn't know where to start.
Paper map.
What a nightmare if I'd use a paper map.
A paper map. That's what, I used to get the trip ticks from, AAA when we would go travel, and it would tell us where to go. But that was a paper map.
My iPhone will take me right to anybody's front door. I mean, what do I need to,
Wait till, what if there's some kind of technology failure or a solar storm that knocks out your GPS?
I don't think
you'll be lost.
But we don't go. We're having to go to Atlanta, and the GPS got home, so it let me lose 4 exits after where I was supposed to be.
I hate when that happens.
It used to be, if you're around 4 people, one of those 4 might be a little more interesting than the other 4. They can tell you stuff you don't know. They can tell you interesting stuff. You don't need that person anymore because now I have Google.
That's very antisocial of you.
Google is the interesting person in the room. There's certain things you just don't need to know anymore because Google.
So basically what you're advocating is just be dumb and wait for whoever puts the information into the internet to tell you what you need to know rather than actually educating yourself. That's how you wind up being controlled, because you don't control the information that's out there, but, the liberals that are in charge of Google and Facebook and all those, they're in charge of the information.
I don't need to be able to list to you the first 10 presidents of the United States in the political party. I do
not. Why not? Because, if you don't know your past, you're doomed to repeat it. So you need to be ignorant, I guess, that's what you're saying.
Anytime I want, I can go on Google and find out that information. So I don't need to take the time to memorize it because I can, anytime I need the information, there it is.
So basically, somebody asks you a question to sound intelligent, you're like, wait a minute, let me put it into Google first so I can give you the answer that Wikipedia put out there for me.
Pretty much.
That's just not right.
Well, she spoke about math being able to count back simple change and stuff like that. This whole PEMDAS thing that they're teaching in school is a big load of crap.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? It gives you, when you add 1 + 1 + 1 times 0 plus 1, it doesn't come up to 30 like these people get. It comes up to 1. Anything times 0 is 0. That's been math since Copernicus was in a bathtub with a crown.
Order of operations is kind of a lost art, right?
All right.
I know you're up against a break, Dave.
Yeah, I'm break. Thanks, man.
Enjoy it.
Thank you.
All right.
Stick around, everybody.
40 debates on the second leg of his 2016 Kill the Lights Tour. The tour is slated to launch February 16th in Evansville, Indiana, going through the fall, and features special guests Little Big Town and Dustin Lynch. The Home Alone Tonight singer will also share an exclusive live announcement with fans today at 10 a.m. Central through the Luke Bryan mobile fan app. Keith Urban finally revealed the Ripcord World Tour 2016 begins June 2nd in Kansas City, Missouri, and runs through more than 50 cities until November. Openers include Brett Eldridge and Maren Moore. Chris Young celebrated his latest number one, I'm Coming Over, with a huge party in downtown Nashville. The song was the debut single from Young's fifth studio album and was the title track, and even though the singer has six previous chart-topping hits under his belt, this one is particularly special, noting that this number one is his first as a producer. That's Fox Country on Fox News.
Securing America.
The former acting director of the CIA has an ominous warning about Islamic State terrorists.
ISIS poses a significant strategic and lethal threat to the United States of America.
Mike Morrell told the House committee the terror group is gaining supporters around the world at a rapid pace.
These groups are signing up for what ISIS desires as its objective, a global caliphate, where day-to-day life is governed by extreme religious views.
And he said they'd like to take over Libya.
I would not be surprised if we woke up one morning and ISIS in Libya had grabbed a large part of Libyan territory. A blitzkrieg, the same kind of blitzkrieg on a smaller scale that we saw in Iraq.
Morrell says defeating ISIS will require eliminating the group's quasi-state safe haven, which has grown to the size of Great Britain. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
Notice what your stomach is saying when it's growling. I'm having all new Hands Place breakfast and lunch, and take advantage of a $3.99 breakfast that includes two eggs, bacon, grits, and bread. The treat is that two delicious lunch that includes meat and two vegetables for only $5.99. Vegetables are made fresh daily, and meat is fresh, never frozen. So stop by Hands Place breakfast and lunch for a fresh, delicious meal that will satisfy any stomach around there. Hands Place breakfast and lunch open 6:30 to 3, 7 days a week.
Hey, this is Tim, Treasure Chest Outlet, 927 Ortiz Street. That's our new location. Come on by and see us. You never know what you'll find. We've got sofas, we've got beds, we've got tables, we've got silverware. It's twice the space, not the same place. Check us out on the web. Phone number 770-382-4652. We're the same friend and family with a lot more values to choose from. Treasure Chest Outlet, 927 Ortiz Street.
Degrees outside here at Cartersville. 8:21, 21 minutes after 8. Today's high is going to be around 48, overnight about 29. Sunny day. Still hesitation, pause out there around Chastain Road, pumping the brakes all the way past 575 roads down to about the North Marietta Parkway. And you're with us, Melissa Hunneke, Georgia Politics, georgiapolitics.org.
Okay, so in addition to the lovely speech last night, we had our Georgia General Assembly starting on Monday. So lock up your wallets and hide your children. They're coming for your money and everything else.
It's a shame you got to worry about that with a Republican.
Yes, it is. I agree with you completely. Yeah. But you know what? A lot of our top leaders in the Republican Party are former Democrats. So, you know, we still have yet to have a real Republican governor who's always been a Republican because, you know, Governor Deal and Governor Perdue were both Democrats. In fact, Governor Perdue was the majority leader. He was in leadership in the Democrat Party, and he switched and lost his position as a leader in the Democrat Party, and that was pretty smart of him, I think, to see that the state had changed, and he was running for election then as a Republican. But again, we've never had an actual Republican governor. So
how are they coming after the money?
Well, first of all, you remember that last minute hotel motel tax thing in the transportation bill that happened, that, you know, Representative Kumar was all, as governor's full leader, all about how we needed to pass. There was a little article that I found where he basically says, you know, the hotel motel lobbyists and the industry, they were mad because it came out of nowhere and it came out last minute, and it raises the cost of people staying in hotels in this state, and they want it gone because they don't like for their industry to be punished for transportation. But Representative Coomer said it's too soon to revisit that issue, and you know, too soon to start tweaking the amount of money that's coming in, because they need a full year to find out how much is being raised by these taxes and how it would affect. Now, funny how they want to have a period of time to study this, yet they didn't take any actual time to study the impact before they threw that in there the last minute with, you know, 2 hours for the representatives to read it and vote on it, which is another reason I'm very in favor of Senator Heath's idea of making them have at least 24 hours before they vote on a bill so they have time to actually read it. We've talked about how they can't raise money while they're in session. Between now, or they're supposed to be in a maximum of 40 days now. They don't have to stay 40 days. The only thing they're required to do is a budget, and it has to be a balanced budget. So once they've passed the budget, they could just go home. They could do it in 2 weeks and go home if they choose, but, you know, they've got 40 days to do damage, so they're going to take the 40 days. I think one time since the Republicans took over, they did it in 38 or 39 days. They adjourned early just because they could, but that's really not, they don't really like to do that because they like to have their extra time to, you know, ruin things for everyone. So they are pushing the schedule. The primary is in May, May 24th, I believe, the Tuesday right after school gets out, something like that, for most of the schools around here for the most part. So they want to raise money. Qualifying is the first week in March. So since they can't raise money until they're out of session, either, you know, well, state constitutional officers, the governor's term limited, so it doesn't matter to him, but the others that might want to run for governor, or all the state reps and senators who are up for re-election, they're all going to be antsy to get out there and not only raise money, but campaign. So they're going to try and finish by March 24th. Which is basically the earliest adjournment in a decade. So I look for it to be fast, and they've even cut, they usually take a week off to go over the budget. I think they're only taking Monday and Tuesday off next week. They're always off for Martin Luther King, but usually they take that whole week off so they can have budget hearings, the appropriations committees and stuff, but they're not going to do that this year. They're just taking a couple days so they can race to the, you know, fundraising and election. And given that it's an election year, I'm kind of surprised that there's a couple of controversial issues on the list of things to go through. This isn't controversial, but Senator Hostetler expects the state to be tackling the counterterrorism plans, looking at how it, you know, what the state is prepared to do or not do during for a terror attack, or, you know, like San Bernardino. Education reform is going to be big. I went to a town hall meeting Saturday and in Cherokee County, and there were the room was filled with teachers who were there to basically yell at the senator and representatives over the floated idea of merit pay for teachers. Every one of the elected officials that was there said they were against merit pay tied to test scores, which I completely agree. It's after Atlanta's cheating. I mean, if you tie their raises to the test scores, then I just don't really think you're going to have an honest accounting of what the kids are actually learning, especially in places like Atlanta. And it's just a risk. The gambling issue is big. I mean, there's proposals for horse racing, there's proposals for casinos, but I mean, there are 20 lobbyists from the casino industry that are down there right now trying to get it on the ballot. But it's hard to pass controversial things during an election year. And I know the governor is against this.
Who cares? It doesn't matter if he's against it.
Well,
right now they want to put it on the ballot and let the people decide.
Well, there are a lot of reasons to oppose it other than moral issues. And I think if they do fair hearings, I think it's going to be really iffy. As I think you have to have a two-thirds majority of both houses to get it on the ballot. I think it's going to be hard for that to happen because
When you look, I know that you think that it's, you're going to throw out at me that it's free market, but it's not free market at all.
What frustrates me is everybody tells, everybody, you're always saying the Republican, whether we believe in freedom, the Constitution.
But it's not freedom.
And it's not freedom. You won't even let the people decide.
Listen to this, though. No, listen to me. How it's set up.
Yeah.
It's total crony capitalism. The government will decide how many casinos come in. The government will decide which casinos get in. And the government will decide where said casinos can locate. So tell me where the free market is in that situation. Free market would say, it's all wide open, the government has nothing to say about it, and they just put casinos wherever the heck they want, and we don't have any oversight over it. But that's not the way it's going to be. It's the government picking, and you can't tell me these lobbyists down there aren't paying for being the ones that are chosen.
Well, I just know there's an opportunity here. We have gambling, and we don't mind. We have gambling. Every other sign up, there's a billboard for lottery, which is the worst gamble there is. And people are spending $50 a week, $20 a week.
Yeah, but it's not one of those where you get addicted and you're standing in line for three hours just buying lottery tickets.
There are people that are addicted, and they're desperate, and they're buying $10 scratch-offs. And
well, there is that.
And they're only... And
every gas station in the city is allowed to sell lottery. There's a total
Will
the people have all the information, and will they realize that there is no free market in this? You tell me where this is free.
They want it on the ballot and let the people decide. And I'm willing, if the people say, no, we do not want casinos, I 100% agree with that.
Okay, well, here's the deal. Did you know that it costs you $3 more than you make to have lottery or casinos in your state? Studies have shown Illinois and New Jersey, it costs $3 more in infrastructure
and
law enforcement and all that, so you're basically losing $2 on every dollar.
Is it Republicans' place to make decisions like
it's
that?
It's not a morality. You know what? We don't live... Yes, it is, because we don't live in a democracy. Now, look, if you want to vote on every single issue, that's a democracy, but we live in a representative republic, so it's really okay for them not to put it on
the ballot. If a hotel in Atlanta wants to put a casino in...
But a hotel in Atlanta will not be allowed to put the casino in unless the government tells them they can. That's the part you're missing here. A hotel in Atlanta will not have the freedom to just put in a casino.
Should the people be able to decide?
Well, if the legislature decides to put it on the ballot, I'm fine with a vote being held, but what you're saying is not reality. A hotel will not just go, you know what, I really think I could put a casino here and it could go well, because they have to go through the government to get permission to do that, so there is zero freedom here. So I don't know what you're thinking it is, and what it actually is are two completely different things. And let me tell you, Illinois has had to bail out some of these areas. Atlantic City, they had a big government bailout package for Atlantic City in New Jersey because the casinos bankrupted that city.
So government should decide if I can gamble or not.
Well, government is going to decide whether you can gamble or not. That's the way. They're going to decide where your casino goes.
Should it be on the ballot?
Well, if they decide, you know, call your representative if you want them on the ballot. But I think it's a bad idea.
So my Republican government is going to make the decision for me.
We don't live in a democracy, Dave. Do you want to vote on every single issue or just the issues you feel like voting on? Well, nothing. We live in a republic. That's the way it works. You elect, go bother your representatives, your state and senate, state senate and state rep.
A Democratic government would let us do it.
And then they would make money off of the lobbyists.
From the Fox Business Network, Dow futures pointing north as the market was poised to rally for a third straight day, continuing to recoup more losses from its dismal start to the year. Global markets gaining ground as oil prices moved away from recent lows. Investors also calmer about the economy in China, where the trade data came in above expectations. China's trade shrank in December, but the decline was smaller than November's. North Korea gets disinvited to Davos. Organizers of the World Economic Forum say they've revoked Pyongyang's invitation to the annual meeting at the Swiss ski resort. And some computer companies may be rebooting their marketing strategies. A new report shows that global shipments fell for the fourth year in a row in 2015. The Gartner research firm says the popularity of smartphones and tablets continues to hurt computer sales. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Lillian Wu.
Hey guys, here at Johnny's New York Style Pizza, we understand that you have plenty of dining options. That's why we are committed to providing the best service we possibly can, maintaining a family-friendly atmosphere, and providing our customers with the freshest ingredients, including local produce and dough that's made daily. So whether you're looking for a slice, a fresh salad, a New York Style sub, or perhaps a pasta dish, Johnny's Pizza is your place. Stop by and see us.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Stearns with this Fox News and commentary next.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now. 800-885-8484. 800-885-8484. That's 800-885-8484.
I've tried putting off this discussion for as long as possible, but now it's time. Time to jump into the mix on Hillary Clinton's email scandal. Fox News has now learned the FBI has expanded its investigation of Mrs. Clinton's use of private email as Secretary of State. Specifically, they're looking at whether the possible intersection of Clinton Foundation work and State Department business may have violated public corruption laws. Three intelligence sources provided Fox News with that information, and the former high-ranking State Department official says her deliberate non-use of her government email address may be increasingly significant. Whether or not any criminal charges could be filed is a big question mark, but it does make you wonder if the investigation factored into the White House's decision not to endorse their former Secretary of State in the Democratic primary. I'm Todd Stearns.
Was last night's movie so exciting that it made your heart pound? Or could your chest-pounding pain be something more serious? We all have everyday aches and pains, but if the symptoms don't go away or get worse, you can rely on the ER at Cartersville Medical Center to be there for you 24/7. Our team of expert emergency-trained physicians will diagnose and treat you so that you can get back to the movies you enjoy.
No one likes to think about it. No one likes to talk about it. Few people know what to do about it. But taking the necessary steps now to plan and fund your funeral is very important to your family's future. In fact, it is very comforting to know that your wishes are known and carried out. It ensures less worry for your loved ones, and it ensures that your family will not be faced with the financial burden of your funeral. We purchase protection for things in life that might happen, such as auto and health insurance. Doesn't it make sense to purchase protection for our final arrangements, since it is something that will happen? Harriet Jennings Funeral Home offers affordable pre-arrangements with a wide variety of payment options. We also accept pre-arrangements made at other funeral homes. To learn more or to speak with a professional, please call Harriet Jennings Funeral Home at 770-382-0034. 770-382-0034.
Should be able to decide.
I don't live in a democracy.
What do y'all think? Just out of real quick here, I'm just curious. Should the people decide on the casino gambling?
But the people should know that they're not going to just open any casino anywhere. Like, they can't just open one in Cartersville.
Okay.
Unless the government says they can.
Okay, that's fine. And we all agree with that.
Okay, well, I have a question. Where is the line between issues the people should decide and issues that you send your representatives to decide? Because it sounds like you just want the people to decide on the controversial issues rather than letting your representatives do it.
I think the controversial ones, the people should decide. I think the people should decide.
We don't live in a democracy, though. Let's just vote on everything.
you know, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, because let's have the polls open 24/7, and every issue that comes, we can just go vote on it.
We hired representatives to go to Washington because we couldn't, because, you know, it would take you 2 weeks.
And that's why the state is set up like that, too.
2 weeks to get there.
Wait, the founders hated democracy. They called it mob rule. Because that's what it is. It's easy to get a mob dropped up about things.
Should the people be able to decide? Good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
Morning, Church Lady.
Morning.
Good morning, Melissa.
Glad you called in.
Thank you. You cannot tell that man anything.
I know.
And he's so tight on his money, he wants them places. He wants other people to gamble, but he ain't going to use none of his money.
Oh, you don't. I would go down there and
no,
one
thing. No, you're not going to use one thing.
I'm in the lottery right now. I bought tickets to the lottery.
Oh, that's a big deal, ain't it?
It is.
I must have just spent $1.
No, I got like $10 in it.
I don't believe you, Dave.
$10 in the game, huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you want to win. That people go out and waste your money. I don't like gambling, period.
Okay, so the people...
They're in my family.
Okay.
They'll take their money and let their family go.
Well, that's America.
Have you ever been there?
Government?
Have you ever been there?
Been where?
Somebody took... Let the kids and the wife go and gamble.
I would this week on the lottery.
And the wife had to go to welfare to get help.
I said, look, family, let's try to win the $1.5 billion.
I need for new cars. I don't know why I'm living in a car still. And I won't even know if they went and voted on it, and they voted down, they go keep voting, and they got what they wanted.
That's why they do the splash the way they do in case it doesn't pass.
They vote, and they get what they want. They say we're going to vote once. But that's a lie, because they keep outfunding their union with unions.
I'm really surprised the teeth blossom didn't come back.
In unions. Melissa, we're going to step down in unions, and we'll go right back in there and have it the way they wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's one-sided. They don't care what the people want, it's what they want.
All right. Thank you, Jerk Lady. All right, bye, Jerk Lady. All right. What about the speech, man? You have brought the speech. You have not brought it up.
You know,
I know you don't want to because
I don't want. No, it was not a great speech.
It was such a positive thing for America, and that's why you're not bringing it up.
Like even my kids were going lies. You know, there's just like twisting of the truth through the whole thing.
No, that's an easy thing to say lies, but what lies?
Okay, there was a fact check on the Washington Post, which is a liberal newspaper, by the way. You know how he said we've had the strongest, most durable economy in the world? And before you accuse me of misquoting, I've got the transcript of the speech right here. So I'm just reading the same words Obama read off of his teleprompter.
Great speech last night.
No. Basically, when he says that we've had this long run of prosperity.
Yes.
You have to go back to 2010. Now tell me, who was president in 2010?
This 2015, Obama.
Obama was president. So they date this long run of prosperity from basically a low point in the first 2 years of Obama's presidency.
Okay.
So while it may be sort of half true that we've had some prosperity, they date it, you know, like, so they went down first in a major way and then came back up again. So they went... ruined it. I mean, so if you ruin it, it's really easy to kind of climb back up.
You know, it's to me, I get the impression it's very important to you that Obama does not do well in any way, shape, or form.
Well, because his policies are against the Constitution.
No, but it's important to you.
I don't want him to succeed because when he succeeds, he ruins the country.
So that's exactly right. You don't want him to succeed.
I don't want him to succeed because he wants to trash the Constitution.
Okay, so your objective is to point out and find anything, loopholes or anything where he did not even...
Here's the other thing. Let's go to the other fact check.
If he does not succeed...
Wait.
The country doesn't succeed.
When he doesn't succeed, the Constitution triumphs, and that's a good thing. What he said was that he had the best job growth in, I don't know, like...
Forever.
Now, that's not exactly true. Clinton and Reagan both had better job growth than he did.
Okay.
Clinton and Reagan. So that's a Democrat who you were fond of with a Republican Congress.
Yes.
And that's Reagan, who was probably the best president we had in the 20th century.
Okay.
So that was not true. Then, of course, you have to blame the rich. You know, blame the rich. That's popular. That's what he was doing a lot of. Talked about health care, which, you know, a lot of people are losing money on their health care. Their premiums are going up. I have
A Facebook friend, we just got kicked off her program, her plan last night. So, you know, apparently it was a lie that if you like your plan, you can keep it for a lot of people. And that this year, the penalties are going to skyrocket. So there's going to be a lot more people who are losing that and losing their subsidies. So people are going to be upset about that. And then, of course, he wants to give free things away, like free community college to everyone for 2 years. That's ridiculous. You tell me, does every person need to go to college?
No.
No. And so he wants to start a program that's like our Hope Scholarship that, I'm sorry, what's happened here, they should study it before they do something stupid like this by trying to give everybody 2 years of free college, because what winds up happening in Hope is a lot of people get it who probably shouldn't go to college or who don't study as hard because it's free.
You know why?
And they wind up losing their scholarship and not graduating. So it's a drain.
The Republican Party does not want 2 years of college for everybody because we need a service. We need service employees.
Now, that's not it. Every person doesn't need to go to college.
We need service employees who will work for minimum wage. So the Republican Party does not want...
So you think Republicans don't want people to go to college?
No, you do, but you want to make sure there's the good 25%, 50% who do not.
But wait, you tell me how they have any skin in the game if it's free and, you know, spoiled kids who go to college who are expected to... who expect something for free. Then they lose it and they don't care.
The majority of people don't go to college now. The majority of people are not getting degrees.
Well, that's fine, but you've got in Georgia a lot of people who are going to college and they finally cut out paying for remedial math and English. But when for years you could get a Hope Scholarship, free college, and then go take remedial math and English. Now, I'm sorry, I don't really think that money should be going to pay for kids to take remedial classes in college when they're never going to graduate.
Good morning, Carl. Hold on. Carl, are you there?
Hey, let me tell you what's really happening in the United States, and I have nothing against computers.
Okay.
They're taking people's jobs away. The bank, someday they'll just be a server in there, and somebody can go in and get a loan. They're losing jobs in the bank, losing jobs in the library. It's nothing wrong with it. I love computers, but they are taking government jobs away. You know why those people sitting up there not doing nothing? It's because they let them retire, which they should. Because computers are taking their jobs away.
Yes, they are.
It is a pitiful and good government employees. Look, I praise our government employees. I don't cut them down because I'm sure they do a good job. They really do.
Government employees, I'm sure they do. Yeah.
Let me tell you something. If you have a problem with the income tax, get you a printout, a paper ballot, send it to Louisville, Kentucky, and they treat you real nice because you're keeping them a job. Just remember what I say. If you have problems, send it to Louisville. The only one left on the East Coast is Louisville, Kentucky.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay, be good.
Be good. Thank you. Thank you.
So, I mean, yeah, okay, it sounds nice and all to give free college to everybody, but when you look at what it does, I mean, look at Georgia. The biggest problem, and something we heard about on Saturday at this town hall meeting, they need to rein in the Board of Regents in Georgia.
Yeah.
Because ever since Hope has come in, they've got all this infusion of students. And so basically, rather than keep tuition low, they raise tuition and they just keep building buildings. And basically, it's the old philosophy that a lot of government agencies have, use it or lose it. So basically, they spend what they've got on nonsense,
it's just two different philosophies. I mean, you got...
Yeah, but let's be practical.
Let's be practical. But you got two different philosophies. The Democratic Party wants to help the people. Okay, well, can we give them things?
But it's not helping someone.
Okay,
no, wait.
Okay, wait.
You're not helping somebody if you just give them things.
Okay.
I don't believe that.
But the Republican Party wants to give it to Wall Street.
No, no.
They want to give it to banks.
Nobody wants to give college to people. I think you should earn it.
Yeah, so
you should earn it. That is the problem in this country. Nobody wants to work for what they have. They expect participation trophies.
Yeah.
They want everything handed. You liberals want to give everybody everything. Food stamps and jobs and might as well just divide up that lottery pool and get rid of poverty, right?
It's values.
Ethic is the value you don't like.
Republican Party wants to spend on weapons.
Because government is only here to secure your rights and to protect us.
Let's buy weapons. Let's bail out banks.
I don't agree with bailing out banks.
But you do.
I don't agree with it.
I know. It doesn't matter if you agree with it. That's what they do with it.
Democrats voted for that, too, by the way.
Okay, and they bail out banks, bail out companies.
That's a government thing.
Democrats want to build up the people.
Wait, no. Democrats want to build up liberal companies, and Republicans sometimes want their companies.
Well, it's just two different attitudes.
Okay, well, you want to bail out electric car companies and solar power companies and wind companies. That's what your side wants to do.
And you should.
No, you should not.
That's the future.
No, you should not. Like, what? No, no.
Like you said last night.
The government should not be part of that.
Like you said last night, wind and solar is the future.
But it's not the government's job. If it was viable, it'll happen in the free market. That's my difference in philosophy from you. You want government to be involved in all these programs except for gambling and pot and alcohol.
You want,
and I want them out of all of it. All of it.
But you want government to decide if I can gamble or not.
That's what your representatives are there for.
Okay. You want them to decide my vices, what I can do.
Well, or then throw it all open and we'll just have no rules about anything.
No, we got to have rules, but...
Why do we have laws against murder, then? If you want to kill your neighbor, why shouldn't you just be allowed to do it? Because that's freedom, Dave. Answer that. Or stealing, looting. Looting's okay. I learned that in, you know, Ferguson.
Well, looting, it depends.
Oh, yeah, it's okay.
It depends on the scale that you do.
Give it, no, looting is never right.
It depends on the scale. You
know. Never.
All right.
Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are under pressure in Iowa and New Hampshire. The Quinnipiac poll puts Ted Cruz a close second to Trump in Iowa. Jeb Bush, way back in the Republican pack, wonders about Trump.
Is he really a conservative?
Meaning, does Trump believe in conservative values?
Or is it all about him?
Hillary Clinton says...
He was basically a Democrat.
That is, Trump supported Democratic causes in the past.
Now he seems to have taken another road.
Among Democrats, a new ARG poll now finds Clinton slightly behind Bernie Sanders in Iowa and in New Hampshire. Trump wonders.
He's got some bangs. I mean, he should be easy to beat. I mean, how can you lose like this? He really isn't even a Democrat.
Trump is talking about Sanders on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. In Washington, Steve Taylor, Fox News.
Just as the media were ready to coronate Hillary Clinton, they've gotten a slap in the face in the form of new polls. Bernie Sanders leads in New Hampshire by 13 points in the latest Fox poll, 14 points in a New Monmouth poll, and in Iowa, the latest Quinnipiac poll has the Vermont Senator leading by 5 points. Now, the media's conventional wisdom has long been that Hillary is such an overwhelming favorite that she can afford to lose an early state or two. But as the Washington Post Chris Sillism noted, imagine the impact on the race if the former First Lady, overwhelming favorite, wife of an ex-president, and most of all, a Clinton, were to go 0-2 against a self-proclaimed socialist. Hillary has been sharpening her criticism of Sanders, especially on gun control, and Bernie is now describing her as panicky. The press is belatedly discovering we could have a real race after all. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
And what's great about Six's Tavern? Monday Night Football. Open mic night every Tuesday, team trivia on Wednesday, and bike night on Thursday. And we have the best, and I mean best, live bands anywhere every Friday and Saturday night. On top of all that, you can watch your favorite college and NFL team every weekend on over 20 big screen TVs. Did I mention the food? Good. Life is great at Six's Tavern.
Hi, welcome to CC's.
Come in to CC's Pizza today, where you can enjoy our endless pizza, pasta, salad, and dessert buffet. Always a great value and always delicious.
What are you waiting for?
All the pizza, pasta, salad, and dessert you want for one low price. In the Cherokee Place Shopping Center off Main Street in Cartersville, we also cater or you can pick up pizza to go. CC's Pizza, endless pizza, endless value.
Thanks for the text, man. Massachusetts. With the Pell Grant Community College and Tech College are already paid for by tax dollars.
That's absolutely true. If you work hard and you're poor, then you can absolutely get your college paid for. It's just the way it is, but it's, you know, of course, the programs aren't merit-based, but they are based on income.
Republican corporations, now everybody's poor.
Oh, give me a break. Unions make everybody poor.
Unions
shut down a manufacturing plant in Indiana.
Here we go.
Yeah, because they said either you give us our raises and our pensions, and the company said we can't afford it. If you push this, we're shutting down, and they didn't care, so they shut down, and everybody lost their job.
Here you go.
It was Detroit Diesel Allison.
Unions go down, and middle class goes down. That's 770-382-1270 is the number here. 770-382-1270.
The unions artificially make things expensive. But, okay, so were you watching the people in the crowd last night and you know, Biden and Ryan?
I saw Barry Loudermilk
missed that.
I did see him. He was getting ready to applaud, but he wasn't giving the okay.
I missed seeing Congressman Loudermilk. But what always amuses me is how, you know, people, their facial expressions did you hear when they said that Paul Ryan's wife told him he could not make faces behind, you know, because everybody's watching. I mean,
yes.
It was kind of nice to have two people with a normal complexion up there this time rather than, you know, Joe Biden and an orange guy. But, I mean, Paul Ryan practiced not making faces when, you know, Obama would say things. You would see a hint of a smile every once in a while when he knew he was lying.
I saw them sitting beside each other, and I thought, God, this must be tough for Paul Ryan, because I'm sitting next to the man who so publicly spanked me and humiliated me in the bank.
Give me a break. Okay, so speaking of Joe Biden, he's been put in charge of finding a cure for cancer.
Yes.
And the funny thing was, he leaned over to Paul Ryan, and it looked like he said something to the effect of, that's the first I've heard of it. Don't you just love it when your boss tells you of new work duties right there and, you know, on national TV in front of everybody?
Well, that was Joe Biden, you know, he just went through this nightmare with his kid.
Yes, he did.
And
I feel bad for him.
And so he's going to go out there, and if they want to throw additional money and just, you know,
Vice presidents don't have anything better to do anyway, right?
They don't have anything better. You're absolutely right.
Attend funerals and whatever.
That's exactly right. Good morning.
Joe Biden can't spell cancer.
Yeah, well, he can, you know, smile and look pretty when he goes.
He can smile with his new teeth and his new hair and show all those off.
Now, isn't his wife a doctor or something?
I don't know.
That's his second wife. His first wife.
That's right.
He's a good guy, though. He's just a good guy.
He's a good guy, but I wouldn't let him run my lemonade stand.
Okay.
Well, like I said, vice presidents don't really have much going on, so.
You know, he hadn't had anything to do for 8 years, so.
Now that he's not running for president, although he might jump in, I think he's been praising Bernie Sanders, and he's getting a little nervous.
Well, if Joe Biden could win right now.
Oh, absolutely.
Hillary Clinton is going to lose to a socialist.
Yeah. And I think it makes her numbers are tanking.
She needs to worry a little bit because
she does.
People's head, the brains are thinking Hillary,
but
she's going to lose Iowa. But who cares about Iowa? I mean,
who cares about Iowa? It's called momentum.
Okay, let me
momentum.
Who cares about Iowa? Nobody cares.
She's having to move hard to the left.
That
tells you where the Democratic Party is, David. They're not pro-business.
Nope.
They're pro-government.
Bernie wants to have free everything for everybody, and that's popular with
free,
the left.
Free. Now, are those professors going to work for free?
Well, probably not.
Nobody's. Come on, seriously.
See, Joe Biden regrets every day not running for president because this is just bad.
I'm taking this phone call and losing brain cells, man.
Look, okay, so you know that Bernie is actually doing better against Hillary right now than Obama did in 2008?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, you're talking Iowa. I can't even name that
state. Wait. Did Hillary win the nomination? She was ahead in 08.
Can you even name that? Don't care about flowers, we know that.
I can't even think of a city in Iowa.
Des Moines?
Okay, Des
come on. Is there, think of another one. I can't think of another.
Baroque.
Who?
Baroque. That's an Iowa. Yeah, that's an Iowa. Sioux City, Iowa. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I've actually been to Iowa.
I can think of one city in Iowa. I can think of one city in Iowa, Cleveland.
Cleveland? That's in Ohio, Dave. See, look, you've got the geography thing down. I think everyone should have to answer a geography question before their phone is unlocked or something. Yeah. You studied geography under Obama, I can tell. 57 and two more to go.
Really, who cares about Iowa? I mean, Iowa.
It's the first one.
If Louisiana went first, would we give a rat's about Louisiana?
Yes.
Who cares?
Because here's the thing. All of the polls are speculation up to this point, but when Iowa hits, then you have actual recorded votes that tell you how people are
now. It's the one in March. What's the big one in March?
The SEC primary.
That's the one that's going to make. That's the one.
The Democrats are going to win anything in the South. Come on.
That's the one.
Well, Bernie might win in the Democrat primary.
No.
He might. It has to be frustrating for Martin O'Malley that he's kind of a little more reasonable and that he's not getting any traction. He's also, better looking than either one of them.
In his state.
Yes, that's true.
He made a complete mess out of Maryland.
Why does the Republican Party, like last night, they had an opportunity for the rebuttal. They had the rebuttal, and they used that time to go after Trump. And they used that time, what should have been used to refute and go against President Obama, but they used it to go against one of their own.
How these uber-liberal policies work, David? Have they worked?
They have not worked. He thinks they do, though.
I think America's top of the food chain right now. I think I can't imagine.
You've got the lowest participation rate that you've had.
Participation.
You've got more people on food stamps than you'd ever know.
Free stuff. That's mothers working.
Free stuff for everybody.
McDonald's. That's mothers.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. That's the food stamp. The number one people out there receiving food stamps are children and mothers.
And illegal aliens.
Yep.
No, and illegal aliens are not receiving food stamps.
You're out of your stinking little
mind. I am having two people on here Monday morning from the Bartow.
Oh, yeah. They can't legally be on there. You know what else you can't do?
Yeah.
You can't ask about their immigration status.
You're out of your mind.
It is impossible
that they're receiving food stamps.
You're out of your cotton-picking mind.
I am not out of my cotton-picking mind, and I'll explain all that Monday.
70% of illegal immigrant families are on some sort of government assistance.
Free and reduced lunch at school because they can't ask their immigration status. That is welfare.
Possibly at lunch.
That is welfare.
Possibly. All right, I gotta go. Thanks, Carla.
All right, now you make sure you watch the debate on Thursday. They're down to 7. Rand Paul and Carly Fiorina have been kicked out of the main stage, and Rand Paul's boycotting the kiddie table.
I'm not gonna watch it if Rand Paul's going forward.
I watched a Democrat debate, so.
What's on it, everybody? GeorgiaPolitics.org.
See you next week.
All right.